All right, guys. Well, we're a quiet group today. I'm going to try and pour some fire on that, okay? Last week, Steve covered mindset, and he talked about how you can choose either a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. And I loved this lesson that he gave. He talked about, you know, the five steps from Carol Dweck, who's a psychologist from Stanford. And she basically said mindset is the indicator of success. Anyone who has had success, they were driven to that success. They overcame the challenges. They, you know, brought success into their life by their mindset, whatever their mindset is. And she's done a lot of research on this. And she gave those five steps that Steve talked about. Recognizing the voice in your head, choosing a growth mindset, talking back to that voice in your head, taking action, and even using that three-letter word, yet. And if you think about all of these steps, they really all involve belief, right? And so I want to take our lesson into another step of progression, and I want to talk about momentum mindset. I want to take it to the next level. And that's where, you know, what's momentum mindset? It's where your growth mindset takes off and it catches fire and it attracts other people to come and join you. It's like Liz always says, you know, you be the person dancing on the hill and having a great time, and pretty soon other people don't want to get left out. They're going to come and join you, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. You know, I can feel a buzz around us. And even though we had crickets this morning, which always puts a little pit in my tummy, because I want you guys to feel the power of these daily challenges. I want you to feel what they can do for you. But I feel a buzz. And even though we had crickets this morning, I know that there's this feeling out there that there's, you know, we're coming out of that two-year winter and we've got this great opportunity. And so I believe in one concept that ignites your mindset. It's one, and I'm calling it, I thought it was a millennialism, and then I looked up, I thought, well, I better make sure and I knew I wasn't original, but because it's just combining two words together. But this is my millennialism when it comes to limitless, all right? And it's the thing that will ignite your mindset, and it's imagination. Imagination, it is emotions that come from your imagination, right? And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But if you think about it, those five steps of your mindset, they all become easier, or they actually indicate that you have belief. And so belief is really everything, guys. And the prior week, before Steve gave his talk, I talked about inside motivation and outside motivation. And, you know, the outside one, that's the carrot. That's the carrot that, you know, gives you motivation to run at something. It's on from the outside. And at Limitless, we have lots of carrots right now. When I was down with Cindy's team, we summarized it. I had it on a slide, and it summarized all the outside motivation that we've got, aside from the fact that we have products that change people's lives, aside from the fact that we have a comp plan that pays the right people, and so everybody makes more money than they would anywhere else. But we also have our ramp-up bonuses and our ladder bonuses, right, that we've talked about. You know, if you do the 7-7-3, you're getting really another additional $15,000 in ladder bonuses. We talked about the trip that's coming up and our 7-7-3 bonus, that extra $10,000 if you get the 7-7-3, but $10,000 every time you sponsor someone who gets the 7-7-3. And that totals like $36,000 plus, depending on how many times you're going to earn that $10,000 bonus for sponsoring someone. And it's, guys, we're in Limitless 3.0, right? We've come out of this, and third time's a charm, by the way. And we're coming out of this, you know, winter, and from an outside motivation perspective, we can't really do anything more at the company. It's all there, and I know you guys recognize it, and I know you guys, I feel the desire to try and figure out how to do this. Now, the inside motivation, that's different, right? Inside motivation has to come from you. I can't give that to you. I can't go, although I want to. I want to create a program that will give it to you. But the inside motivation is your belief. It's those five mindset steps. It's your imagination. Pam shared a book with me last week and a podcast. And I hope she doesn't mind that I share it. I'm pretty sure she won't care. But it's by a man named Nate Zinser. Now, Nate Zinser is a psychologist, and he has helped a ton of athletes with their winning mindset. And, you know, I know this is a principle of truth, you know, athletes, what they have to do to keep their mindset, you know, especially when the pressure is on in a game, whether it's a football game. You know, she also shared a podcast where this actual author talked about it and how he worked with Eli Manning and some of the, I mean, it's just really great. His name's Nate Zinser, and the book is called The Confident Mind, Battle-Tested Guide to Unshakable Performance. And it's a great book. I've picked at some of the chapters just to kind of get some highlights of it, and I'm going to read the book cover to cover. But in there was one statement that really struck out for me, and it said that he had a chance to do part of his research was to take an MRI, right, the magnetic resonance image of people's brains, and show just how powerful the human imagination can be when it's used properly. Okay, and through this MRI, they showed that when you're envisioning, when you're in your imagination, it influences physical changes in your body. Now, when it came to athletes, what he was basically saying is, you know, you hear the word mind over matter, and through teaching athletes how to really imagine with emotion and envision the win, and envision what it feels like to have that win, it was almost like mind became matter. Their, physiologically, their muscles were firing up, and mind became matter. And so, guys, we envision things all day long. And I love the research that Nate gave, because he's basically saying what Carol Dweck is saying, what so many of the authors have talked about, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But this is a principle of truth. Imagination is everything, and if you aren't, you know, using imagination to move yourself forward, to give yourself that momentum mindset, you're missing out. Because we envision things all day long for positive or for negative. We had in the news yesterday, we had a terrible, terrible tragedy, and 19 children and 2 teachers lost their lives, and the reaction is gut wrenching. But one of the things that I saw so many individuals share was they said, imagine if that was your loved one. And you know what? I could imagine, what if that was one of my 4 grandchildren that I lost? And I went through and I imagined losing, you know, their life being evaporated off this planet. And it caused emotional, physical, my heart pounding, my adrenaline going, it got in a pit in my stomach, and it was a physical feeling. And for some reason, guys, the bad stuff is easier to imagine, right? Fear is the greater, it's fear is a powerful emotion inside of us that we can concoct in our mind. We can create fears about things. But in my mind, it's not the greater motivator. It's the greater motivator to end up doing nothing. Because more often than not, when you're allowing fear to be your motivation, when you're allowing fear to be your imagination, right, imagining the worst and feeling what that's going to feel like, we're all really practiced at that. And we're practiced at that even in our limitless business, you know, talking to people and fearing the rejection, fearing you're going to get tongue-tied, fearing you won't know what to say, fearing that you won't know how to handle objections, and already imagining all the objections they're going to give you, you know, and right now, oh, it's inflation, I don't have the money, oh, I'm too scared about the future, blah, 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 right? Belief is the greater motivator, not fear. Belief. Imagination, positive emotional imagination. When it's done right, guys, it is the fuel to bring momentum to your mindset. And it's a principle of truth. Believe me, I have read so many books about this principle, probably because my logical mind, you know, is trying to get its arms around that. And, you know, some of my favorite books, you've heard me talk about them, The Power of the Subconscious Mind, The Power of Awareness. There's even a book called Feeling is the Secret. The Secret. You know, we make a lot of fun of The Secret, but when you really, you know, watch the video or read the book, there are so many great thought leaders that share the power of the secret. And really, that is the power of imagination, imagining something, believing it, and doing the work of bringing the emotion to it as well. You know, one of a book that Steve has had, and I've read this book, is a book called Your First 100 Million. And this is a man who talks about amassing your first $100 million in wealth. Most of us can't even imagine that, right? But he paints the picture. But one of the things he doesn't spend very much time on, he just basically says, this is a principle of truth that's been since the eons of time, and you have to know how to visualize. You know how to imagine. You have to know how to do that. And then, of course, this most recent book that came to me from Pam was The Confident Mind by Nate Zinser. Guys, we have a huge, huge window that has opened as a perk of going through this last 2 years of darkness. I call it the winter, or as Liz says, pure hell, right? And health and wealth, as you guys know, I've been talking about it a lot, it's on everyone's mind. They don't want to go through what they've gone through. And so their emotion, their imagination is open-minded right now. They're willing to look for things. They want good information. They don't know where to start. They want help. And it's on everyone's mind. It's the biggest sprouts of spring that we could experience after this two-year winter. But guess what? That's not going to last forever. First of all, other companies that don't have what we have are going to try and introduce, quote-unquote, health and or wealth to them, especially companies in our marketing space, right, our kind of marketing channel. But numbing complacency, the weeds of numbing complacency will fall into the people's hand, into people's lives that want right now, they want health and wealth. But that's not going to last forever. They'll fall back into their own mind traps. And we can fall back into our own mind traps and let complacency stop us. And those weeds, those are going to choke some of those little sprouts. And it's going to be harder to introduce them to Limitless from a health perspective and from a wealth perspective. So why wait for the weeds, right? Run as fast as you can to capture your Limitless family, guys. It's there. The buzz is in the air. And we have, you know, out of this two-year winter, we also have the best system we've ever had. And I talked about that with Cindy's group down there. You know, it's get yourself in front of 20 of these presentations, not because, you know, it's all about me right now. It's because if you let me do those in front of 20 of your people, you will naturally know how to do that coming from your genuine space. And it's your genuine space that will make you that dancing on the hill be that magnetic attraction for people. If you try and do it scripted, you try and, you know, make it without having gone through it and watched 20 different people and their reactions and how we handle that and who says yes and when they say yes and all the little different things that you will do to make it your own, if you'll do that 20 times, you will be amazed at how ready you will be when the time comes that you get to be that person on the other side of that one thing. So do the work, guys. Don't just, you know, not just these lessons, which, by the way, are a given. Do the work on these lessons. Participate. Take advantage every moment. It doesn't take very much time to do these daily challenges. Do it. Do it. Do it because of your imagination of envisioning what's your downline going to look like as you start going through those 20 that one things. What's your downline going to look like when they're coming, when you have a huge downline coming to these morning calls and feeling the Limitless family energy that starts your day. But really, guys, do the work. Do the momentum mindset work. Create imagination for your Limitless business and for your personal why. You know, one of my favorite books, it's A Power of Awareness, and they teach you, you know, when you're thinking about what it is that you want and who you want to be, who you want to become, don't think of it. Don't think of what you want. Think from what you want. In other words, don't think of, oh, gosh, if only I could have the downline and the income that's on the Limitless Demonstrator. Think from that you've already got it and what it's going to feel like. That's the difference between imagination and imagination. Don't think of it, think from it. Okay, so here's my challenge today, guys, because I'm a really firm believer in this, and it is easier said than done. I will tell you, it is much easier said than done. And, you know, your habits for good and for bad, will get in the way of you sticking to the path of constant imagination of your goals. And don't let that happen. You know. So here's your challenge. I want you to do a small test, and then I want you to do a big test. The small test is this. I want you to think of a fearful moment. I want you to try and think in your imagination of something and feel the negative vibes, feel the physiological effect that it has on your body. Now, I'll give you an easy one for me. I can, in this moment, because it's fresh, I can go back to the morning where 2 years ago there was an earthquake here in Salt Lake City, and Steve and I are on the top 26th floor of a high-rise tower, and we were swinging about 4 feet back and forth, and things were crashing on the floor, pictures were falling off the walls, we could not walk, we thought we were done, we basically knelt by our bed, told each other we loved each other, and we said goodbye, because we thought our building was going to fall over. Now, did that happen? No. It was nowhere near what the fear of going through it in the emotion. But I can bring that emotion up right now, and I can feel the physiological feelings. So that's the small test I want you to do. I want you to test this principle that your imagination can bring a physiological effect on your body. Okay, and the easier one to do, unfortunately, is the fearful ones. Okay, but then here's the bigger test I want you to do. I want you to think of a really great moment in your life, a victory, or something that made you feel fantastic. I'll give you another example for me of something that made me feel fantastic was the moment that I got engaged. I had no idea it was coming. My life completely changed in that very moment of time. It was the perfect romantic moment for me, and I will always have that moment, and I can bring that moment up over and over and over again, and the feelings and emotions come right there with me. And so now, as you recognize that powerful effect of imagination with emotion, okay, then I want you, this is your big test, this is your big challenge, I want you to imagine your limitless business from having the business that you want, not about the business that you want, but from. What is it going to feel like? And make it vivid in your imagination. And I want you to feel what that's going to be like over just the next few months. The possibilities of absolutely mind-blowing growth that can come over the next few months if you will just get people in front of that thing, talk to people, share our videos, share, invite, present, follow all of our lessons, have it be a given that you will do those lessons, you will do that work, but really do the work, do the imagination. And that might not be easy. Guys, I try to do this, and my mind, I got so many things that I'm doing right now. My mind, boy, it travels everywhere. You know, I get in a quiet place, and it's crazy, all the things that come flooding into my mind. So this will take work, but do the work. Because if you can clear your mind, get into a quiet place, settle your body, maybe even bring out emotional music for you that will emote the right kind of feelings inside to help you, imagine the feeling. Feeling is the secret. Practice this every day, guys. Control your imagination. The evidence, the science is all around you, but the evidence is in you every single day. Because we spend most of our day letting the outside things create our imaginations instead of controlling it from ourselves. We allow more of the negative to affect us than we do the positive. And if you will make the shift, if you will do the work for the imagination to create the limitless life that you want and find your limitless to do your real bucket list wise, you will be amazed at what can happen to your life in a very short period of time. I love you all. Thanks for letting me share my passion. Have a great day.